Welcome to the fifth practice in your Yoga Nidra for Relaxation course. Take this first moment to acknowledge your commitment so far. Dedicating yourself to any form of meditation or relaxation practice is a powerful statement of self-care, and your future self will certainly thank you for giving yourself this time now. Every time you shift into a state of deep relaxation, you create pathways in your brain that make it easier and easier for you to access that relaxation. So find your very comfortable posture, lying on your back, just as before. Take your time making any adjustments or modifications you need. And then bring the awareness to the breath. Check in with your natural rhythm. How is the breath? How steady is it? Does the breath feel easy and clear, or perhaps a little obstructed or labored? Breathe into the stillness of the body. Now bring the awareness to the whole body, becoming completely aware of the whole body. And allow the body to be supported here. No effort. The whole body is relaxed. Notice the neck, the chin, and the jaw, and allow the jaw to be soft. The forehead, and allow the forehead to be smooth. Notice the whole of the head and the neck. The neck and the head are relaxed. The whole body is relaxed. Bring the awareness now to the mind, to any thoughts resting in or passing through your consciousness. Are there any thoughts that drift away easily, or any thoughts that are very hard to let go of? Observe this. There's no need to try to solve anything. This is not a time for making any effort to come up with solutions. This is a time for observation, for watching the thoughts. And now, gently, start to develop the emotion of anger. This can be a strange thing to attempt if you've never done it before, but rather than finding a thought or a memory that makes you angry, see if you can open a door in your consciousness to allow anger to come out and to grow. Allowing yourself to feel anger without any need to act on it can be difficult, but it can also be cathartic. Make a conscious decision now to feel angry, just for a few moments. It won't last. How does it feel? Does it cause sensations in the body? Does it bring up particular thoughts? Do you recognize this feeling, or is it unusual for you? Don't worry if it doesn't work right away. This takes practice. Choosing to feel an emotion and then feeling it is, in a way, quite radical. You can choose to feel it, so you can also choose not to feel it. Do exactly that now. Choose not to feel anger anymore. It dissipates, evaporates, fades away. You feel calm. The storm has passed, and the body is relaxed. This time, make a conscious decision to feel joyful, to experience wonderful, uninhibited, and unselfconscious joy. You feel it in every cell of your body. You are alight with joy. You can almost hear it. Nothing is making you joyful. You just are. No matter what's happening in your life, you can always call up this life-affirming emotional experience. Nothing needs to happen. No positive event, no approval from another person. You can feel joy in this moment because you choose to. Enjoy this feeling. Don't doubt its authenticity. This joy is real. It comes from within you. Don't question it. Simply be in it. Embrace your joy for these few moments. And now allow yourself to shift back to calm. The intensity of the joy subsides, and although you still feel good, you feel more peaceful. You are in balance. Take a few easy, natural breaths. Here in this state of calm. Now start to welcome deeper breaths back into the body. Deeper inhales, longer exhales. Find movement in the fingers and toes to ease yourself back into the body. And then take a long stretch from the heels to the hands. Your practice is complete. Open your eyes in your own time.